The Australian Human Rights Commission has formally accepted a racial discrimination complaint against New South Wales Minister for Multiculturalism and Multicultural New South Wales, making an unprecedented development. In this podcast, we speak with multiple stakeholders and include statements from Multicultural New South Wales, Action Against Islamophobia, and Hindu Council of Australia. Australian Human Rights Commission has accepted the complaints that alleges the Minister and Multicultural New South Wales have engaged in discriminatory conduct, resulting in the systematic exclusion of the concerns raised by the South Asian Muslims communities and caste-oppressed Hindu communities across New South Wales. Firstly, listen the views of Bimejan Yusuf, is an activist and supporter of Alliance Against Islamophobia.
Hi, my name is Bimejan Yusuf. I'm one of the community leads of the Tamil-speaking Muslim communities living in Sydney. As a supporter of Alliance Against Islamophobia, I think the community sees it as an important step which the Australian Human Rights Commission accept this complaint. Even though it does not decide the case, but it does show that the concerns raised are serious and deserve proper consideration. For South Asian Muslim communities and the caste-oppressed communities, that matters because many feel their experiences of anti-Muslim hate and caste-based exclusion have not always been fully recognized. A major concern is that advisory bodies do not always reflect the full diversity of our communities these days. South Asian Muslims have felt that their experiences of anti-Muslim hate and exclusion are not always adequately represented. Caste-oppressed communities have also felt that their voices are often overlooked or spoken over. When people feel excluded from representation or support, it creates disappointment and distance. But it can also be an opportunity for our government to rebuild trust by listening better and being more inclusive. I think the community is hoping for fairer representation, more inclusive consultation, and better support for communities that have been overlooked. The broader hope is that this leads to stronger inclusion and helps strengthen Australia's multicultural fabric.
These were the views of Bimejan Yusuf, an activist supporting the petition submitted by Alliance Against Islamophobia. This is the statement we received from Multicultural New South Wales on behalf of the Minister of Multiculturalism in New South Wales.
The New South Wales government is committed to ensuring that all communities feel respected and supported, and discrimination of any kind has no place in New South Wales. The minister is aware that a complaint has been lodged with the Australian Human Rights Commission. Multicultural New South Wales has met with the organisation that made the complaint on several occasions to hear their concerns and have discussed with them at length the matters they have raised. This matter is now before the Australian Human Rights Commission, and it would be inappropriate to comment further while the process is underway. We respect the Commission's process.
This is the statement received to SBS from Multicultural New South Wales. Now listen to the statement of Hindu Council of Australia.
We can confirm that there has been a complaint against the HCA made to the Human Rights Commission by the Alliance Against Islamophobia. That doesn't mean that any finding has been made against HCA of any kind. It just means that a complaint has been made. The fact that a complaint has been made by itself provides no reason at all why HCA should not continue in its public role on the New South Wales Faith Affairs Council. HCA takes that role very seriously.
You listen to the statement issued by the Hindu Council of Australia. The Australian Human Rights Commission has formally accepted a racial discrimination complaint against New South Wales Minister for Multiculturalism and Multicultural New South Wales. This case represents a significant legal movement concerning the concerns and representation of South Asian Muslims and caste-affected communities in New South Wales. Stay with us for more insight and perspective. I am Rehan Alvi, and you are with SBS Urdu.
SBS South Asian. Keep up to date with what's happening in your community.
Thank you for tuning in.
Assalamu alaikum, Australia. Main hoon Fawad Khan aur aap sun rahe hain SBS Radio.
Main hoon Rehan Alvi aur aap hain SBS Urdu ke saath.
Aaj kuch khaas hai.
SBS South Asian. Your news from here and hits from home.